Now, one of those occasions where the BBC allows me to do something I've always wanted to do. I'm not actually in the studio, I'm down in the car park of Bush House, and let me give you a little clue as to where I am. Now, to all of those of you who know these things, that was the sound, the roar indeed, of a Ferrari 308 GTS. Joss, who owns it, was with me. Is that what it is?
That's correct.
Now, this is a really good car, I need hardly tell you. It's not actually going anywhere at the moment, of course. In fact, we're going to turn off the engine. One more of those lovely noises. Oh! And then we'll switch it off, because we are here to talk, in fact, not only to Joss, but also to Lauren Porter, who's on the line from Bath Spa University, from Bath itself, in fact. Now, Lauren, you've got one of these, but it doesn't make a roar exactly, more of a kind of clickety-click, doesn't it? You've made a Ferrari out of wool. You've knitted one. Why?
Well, last year I was making a series of domestic objects in the same method, but I became interested in the crossovers between arts and crafts and design, and I couldn't think of anything more anti-knitting than a Ferrari, I suppose.
Well, the kind of masculine versus feminine.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a really iconic symbol of our time, and it's just big and red and shiny, and knitting's not really. It's fluffy and...
Tell us about this. It was a project, and it's kind of, it's all to scale, is it? It's all as it should be?
It is to scale. It's a hybrid between a 355 and a Testarossa. So I've taken elements from both.
Right. OK, well, Joss, you're the owner of this real car we're sitting in here. Do you think it's a very masculine thing, a Ferrari?
There aren't many women drivers and owners of Ferraris, certainly.
Would you, do you drive it? I mean, people think, I suppose, you know, sports car drivers as kind of people trying to express their masculinity. Do you think that's true?
Allegedly.
Come on, expand on that.
I don't know. I mean, I just drive the car. I don't know whether I'm, you know, my level of masculinity.
But, Josh, you do see it that way, don't you? You do see it as a, yeah, certainly saying I'm male and I'm here, yes?
Not necessarily. No, I think it's more I've worked hard for this and it brings me pleasure.
Lauren, do you see it as a masculine symbol, really?
I think that it's commonly perceived as to be, and I think I needed that element of it to work in complete opposite with the way I was making it, to create conversation between the two icons.
Did it take you a long time to do this?
I've been working on it for about 9 months, and a really nice side of the project is I got people to help me knit squares, so it's people were contributing to it as I was making it, which was really
all of them women, were they?
Most of them were, yeah.
Did you have any male knitters?
No, but I had a lot of male interest in it, definitely.
Right.
So it's really interesting because it works on, it's the way it's happened, it's just worked on all sorts of levels, and men are interested in it, women are interested in it, different age groups are interested in it for different reasons. People who like knitting are looking at the way it's made, and then people who like cars are like, what type of car is it? And then kids like it because it's like a toy, it's soft and it's bouncy and it's like a toy car.
Does everything really, doesn't it? It's a fascinating idea to do that. But again, you know, it's interesting with this gender thing. I mean, Joss, do you knit?
I did once.
Ah, what did you knit?
I can't remember, it was that long ago.
But you are someone who perhaps bestrides that that divide then, because there aren't many men who knit.
I don't know. I mean, every now and then you sort of see in sort of the papers that so-and-so does knitting. You know, sort of some American film star who wants to get kudos says he knits and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
What do you think, Lauren? I mean,
knitting has had a big comeback recently in the last few years, and it is being used a lot in the art scene as well. There's a whole group of knitters who are part of the Craft Council. There are artists who knit, and it's even in fashion, knitwear is coming back. And
so it could be the Turner Prize next, do you think?
I don't know about that.
Well, they've made all sorts of strange things for that particular art competition, haven't they? I mean, it could be there.
We'll see how it goes.
But the whole thing is obviously designed, as you say, to have this contrast in there. But Joss, you're a member of the Ferrari Owners Club. Has anything like this ever happened before?
Not that I'm aware of. I tell a lie, no, there have been wooden ones around Venice.
Wooden Ferraris?
Yeah, you know, Venice has canals, so you can't really drive a Ferrari, so you have to make it like a little boat.
Ah, Lauren, do I spy perhaps a project that could come to fruition with you? What do you
sounds
think?
It sounds quite interesting.
Yes. I mean, clearly it's an idea that of creating, because it's a brand, isn't it? I mean, why Ferrari as opposed to any other sort of car? Why did you choose that one, Lauren?
I chose a Ferrari because it's instantly recognisable, and the majority of people know what one is, and I needed that engagement with the viewer. That's why I chose a Ferrari. They're big and they're red and they're shiny.
Well, just as you were saying that, Lauren, that's funny. You were saying how recognisable. Someone just came by in the car park, came up and went, nice car, and moved off. You see, you're absolutely right. I mean, you get this a lot, do you, Josh?
Yes. Just anywhere, you know, at a traffic light or whatever, somebody will just go, as you say, nice car, or yeah, or whatever.
What about resentment? Do you get that? I mean, there's always this, you know, first off from the traffic lights, no?
Not so much, because mine's an older car, so it tends to be more or less anywhere a sort of level of respect. I think with the very newest ones, some people are a bit wary of it, just think, you know, kind of flash or whatever. But the older ones, pretty much I could park it anywhere, almost unlocked, and it would be untouched.
Now, Lauren, what's happened to your knitted car then? You haven't decided to cover another car with it, perhaps, and then, you know, go out and pretend it's a Ferrari?
Well, it's going into a show in London, which is part of the free range in Brick Lane, which is starting on the 29th, and then just see what happens from there, really. So it's had quite a lot of publicity already, and just see how it goes.
Would you like to ever have a real Ferrari?
I can't drive. It's quite ironic, really.
Yes, but, well, you could always learn, I suppose.
I'll be learning in the summer.
Okay,
definitely.
Well, I think Joss has got something you might like to call your attention to. Hang on a second.
Well, if you're in London on the 16th of July, there's a huge parade for the London Motor Show.
Wow.
And we've got about 20 cars doing it out of the 200 in total. And if you're around, you're more than welcome to join us.
That would be wonderful.
I suppose you could even bring your knitted Ferrari.